Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. The receipts are finally arriving. Not press releases or vendor case studies with anonymous enterprises reporting efficiency improvements. Real numbers from real deployments showing agents doing work that used to require headcount you couldn't afford. Asymbol just published what I've been waiting to see. They hired 90 digital workers using Salesforce Agentforce and documented exactly what happened. Three numbers you should write down. Sales agent Theodore Frank handled inbound lead qualification. ROI, 3,789%. HR agent Poly People Ops, and yes, they named their agents, reviewed 17,000 applications and pre-screened 1,800 candidates during a hire 100 people in 100 days sprint, with exactly 2 human recruiters managing the process. ROI, 1,529%. 26 engineering agents reduced a recurring 3-month technical blocker resolution cycle down to 1.5 weeks. ROI, 5,826%. Total documented savings, over $5 million. But here's the story that should stop every founder cold. 2 human recruiters plus 1 agent processed 17,000 applications in a sprint that would have required 5 or 6 additional full-time hires under the old model. That's not automation replacing people. That's 2 people doing the work of 8, with the agent handling volume and humans handling judgment calls. And now Asymbol is selling this playbook to their own customers. The organizations that figure out workforce orchestration first don't just win internally. They become the ones teaching everyone else how to do it. But this week also delivered our first serious complication. Microsoft's CyberPulse report found 80% of Fortune 500 companies are already using active AI agents. Here's the uncomfortable part. Only 21% of executives have complete visibility into what those agents can access, what tools they're using, or what data they're touching. 29% of employees are running unsanctioned AI agents right now, agents operating without authorization, and 80% of organizations report their agents took unintended actions, including unauthorized system access and improper data exposure. The vendors are already mobilizing, Okta, CyberArk, and a dozen others racing to market with governance platforms before they've proven those platforms actually solve the problem. My advice? Before you buy anything, do the boring free thing. Make a list of what agents are running in your organization, what they can access, and who approved them. That's a spreadsheet problem right now. Meanwhile, LangChain's State of Agent Engineering survey is telling us something interesting about complexity. 57% of respondents have agents in production, and the organizations achieving the best results, including 85 to 90% cost reductions per interaction, aren't running sophisticated multi-agent orchestration. They're running focused, single-purpose agents in bounded environments. This is not what the enterprise platform vendors want you to hear, because their revenue model depends on you believing the solution requires their complexity. Start small, prove the outcome, add complexity only when the simple version breaks. The platform land grab is accelerating faster than I predicted. EY just launched an agentic sales platform with Snowflake and Canva. Microsoft shows 80% of Fortune 500 agent adoption is happening through embedded tools, Copilot Studio, Agentforce, Oracle Fusion, not DIY framework builds. Some organizations will trade short-term governance comfort for long-term lock-in, and they won't realize the trade-off for 2 years. But here's the thread worth pulling. Forrester predicts 30% of enterprise ERP vendors will launch model context protocol servers, creating interoperability escape hatches. The market isn't done sorting itself. And the memory problem? Goldman Sachs just solved it. They're running autonomous agents on live transaction reconciliation data, agents maintaining state across reconciliation runs, exception history, rule sets. Goldman Sachs doesn't bet real money unless the architecture is bulletproof. The technical pattern emerging is straightforward. Fast, in-memory session context paired with durable long-term storage. 2 layers, not exotic. Any competent developer can implement this today. Here's what I'm sitting with this week. My thesis is that AI agents are extensions of people. But that framing assumes someone authorized the action, owns the outcome, can be held accountable. When 29% of employees are running unsanctioned agents, and only 21% of executives know what those agents are accessing, the extension metaphor breaks down completely. That's not an agent problem. That's an organizational trust problem wearing a technology costume. The fear is real and justified. The marketed solutions are probably premature. Make the list first. Map what's running. Understand who, if anyone, authorized it. Because right now, too many agents are extensions of nobody. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.